if you were to say, what's the biggest mistake you see in divorce cases? I would say it's not acknowledging the emotional warfare or the emotional component that actually goes through a divorce.
Hey, hey, welcome to the WTF Divorce Podcast. My name is Rob Roseman. On this show, we talk about everything divorce, whether you're thinking about divorce, going through it, or figuring out life after. Divorce, co-parenting, dating. We cover it all and break it into short clips so it's easy for you to find and learn from. If you want more help, head on over to WTFdivorce.com. Thanks for listening. On to today's show.
If you were to say, what's the biggest mistake you see in divorce cases? I would say it's not acknowledging the emotional warfare or the emotional component that actually goes through a divorce. Most people start the process. The number one thing they say is, I want this to be amicable. I want this to be fast. I want this to be cheap. And I want this to be amicable. And I'll say, okay, let's manage some expectations here. Because that's the best case scenario, to keep it amicable. But the emotional component is when everything starts to fray, whether it's another party starts dating. And how that situation. Social media is a huge component where people will post, you know, they might be grieving and sad, but posting that they're on vacation, living their best life, because that's what they want the world to see. And then their, you know, significant other or ex-spouse is like, well, screw you for being happy while I'm miserable. It's that emotional component that people don't really talk about enough, how it plays into actually affecting asset division and custody and how much alimony you're going to get.
Yeah, the triggers are everywhere today. It's like the fact that you can just open your phone and see somebody on a cruise ship right now or like in Disney World. It's incredible how easily you can be triggered. We do have questions rolling in, but let's do one little topic that you talk about a lot, and then we'll get to a few of the questions. You speak about like fear and the anxiety of deciding and the should I do it in the beginning stages of divorce. Can you talk a little bit about like what people are scared of when they're starting divorce?
Yeah. When I do my divorce consults, I always ask, what is your biggest fear? Like what are you afraid of right now? What's keeping you awake at night, stopping you in your tracks? And I get a lot of the common fears. The biggest ones I always get are, of course, about money and the kids. But really the common thread I feel is fear of the future. Like, in other words, you can't see what the next step looks like. You can't envision it because you've been stuck. Most of the time I hear the phrase, I feel trapped. So I'm afraid of, how am I going to support myself? How is living in two separate houses going to look like? But I always try to refocus on getting unstuck. And to do that, I make you vision cast, which annoys the hell out of everybody I meet. Because I say, what would be, I'm like, you're going to hate me, but just play with, give me the benefit of the doubt here. Think of what you want your life to look like 1 year from now and tell me, like, a good life. What does it look like to you? And making people do this painful exercise, because most people are coming to me with pain. I don't know what my future is going to look like. I can't imagine not living in this house that I lived in 20 years. So I force them to imagine. You need to tell me what a good life looks like to you. And that really, I think, overcomes a lot of the fears, because when you're feeling trapped in fear, you're stuck. You're not going to move. But then when you can start actually visualizing what you want, maybe it's love. Maybe it's just peace, and to not feel like so disdained or disliked by the other party. And I think that the biggest way to overcome a lot of these fears, you know, money, I can lawyer you through. Custody, I can lawyer you through. Fear of the future, not being able to visualize that, that is such an individual personal question that I have to help you get to on your own.
Yeah, the uncertainty is terrifying for everybody. I think a lot of people stay in marriages for years because they're like, oh, the devil I know, you know, it's like easier to deal with this than to deal with what's on the other side. So that's really good advice. I'd also go the other way a little bit and say, first year might be really hard. You know, it's like, I think expectations of you got this vision board, you're going to be here. Like that first year, you know, you're almost in survival mode and it's like, let's reevaluate things later can be tough.
No, you're totally right. And I like to manage expectations. There is going to be, I call it a divorce journey and the thing of divorce fatigue on purpose, because the divorce process can take years. And, you know, a lot of questions come up. Can I date during the divorce process? You know, how do I navigate the other party during the divorce process? And even if divorce is the right choice and it's best for you and the children, it is a hard, painful process. And anybody that tells you differently is full of shit. Like they're lying to you. So I think it's really important to acknowledge the process is hard.
Right. And a lot of times you're listening to people that are 5-10 years down the road. So like even taking their advice, sometimes I say, take it with a grain of salt, because I did not look like this 6 months in. I was, you know, stressed and everything was difficult. So find people maybe that are going through it in the same stages, or what were you like in the beginning? Because it's not always, you know, the same for everybody. Divorce fatigue too, I like that one. I think that's a real thing, where just decision fatigue, that's something that co-parents suffer from. It's like every little decision, where are the kids going to be? All these new micro decisions can really wear you down.
I coined divorce fatigue and a divorce curfew. I'll give my clients a divorce curfew where I'll say, basically, you can either answer the co-parent or discuss it between the business hours of, you know, but at 8 p.m., you are cut off from thinking about your divorce, answering co-parenting questions, unless obviously there's a case of an emergency. But I think putting a divorce curfew, as I call it, you got to shut up. You got to shut up for the process or you're going to get burned out.
Becoming a single mom meant getting creative with how I was going to take care of all the needs my family might have, including healthcare. I was uninformed of my options and just signed up for the first plan presented to me by an agent. I had a high monthly premium, and when I took my kids in for a wellness check, I was always hit with a huge bill that I was entirely responsible for. I was disappointed in my options, to say the least. Until I found CrowdHealth. CrowdHealth is for moms just like me, those trying to provide the best care possible for their family on a tight budget. It's a community where single parents can support each other. It's redefining healthcare and giving control back to the people. The CrowdHealth community is living the meaning of It Takes a Village.
To learn more, go to www.joincrowdhealth.com. That's www.joincrowdhealth.com.